3 separate attacks in 3 days, escalating tensions in Jammu and Kashmir. Following a recent terror strike in Riyasi, another wave of violence was unfolded. Has unfolded, prompting intensified security measures. The attacks included an exchange of fire between terrorists and security forces in Dora district. Additionally, security forces also engaged in an operation to apprehend a terrorist hiding in Saida Sukhal village in Kathua district. 3 security personnel were injured in an exchange of fire between terrorists and security forces in Jammu and Kashmir's Dora district following an attack on a joint check post. This comes even as Pakistan's Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif felicitated Prime Minister Modi for his swearing in for the third term, and his brother Nawaz Sharif said, "Let's replace hate with hope." Why this double speak, we ask on the show. But first up, here's a quick wrap of all that happened today.
Three attacks in 3 days as terror spreads its shadow across the Jammu region. 2 days after an attack on a bus carrying Mata Vaishno Devi Yatris in Riyasi, terrorists struck in Kathua and Dora districts, killing 1 security force personnel and injuring 6 others. After 15-hour-long standoff in Hiranagar area of Kathua, 2 terrorists were killed. Police said villagers raised an alarm after terrorists asked for water from several houses who shut their doors.
ये नया इंफिल्ट्रेटेड ग्रुप है जिसमें कि जिस इस इलाके में आया है और ज्यादा आतंकवादियों के छिपे होने की भी संभावना है। 2 आतंकवादियों को मार गिराया गया है और अभी सर्च ऑपरेशन इलाके में चल रहा है।
From the site of encounter, police have recovered a US-made M4 carbine. The similar weapon were used in Yatri's bus attack in which 9 pilgrims were killed and 33 were injured. Hours after Kathua incident, terrorists targeted an army camp in Dora district. 5 soldiers and special police officer were injured. Terrorists appear to have managed to escape even as a massive cordon and search operation has been launched in the area. Amid spike in attacks, former Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Farooq Abdullah has called for talks with Pakistan to end terrorism.
Unfortunately, we still have problem with our neighbor. And the problem with neighbor will not be solved by military action. Unless we talk to our neighbors, we will not be able to solve the problem that we have here. Because these terrorists are coming over the border. And they continue to come. Whichever government tomorrow is in here, we'll have to still face the same thing. And innocent people get die.
Since 2021, Jammu region, particularly Poonch and Rajouri districts, have witnessed some of the major terrorist attacks. 39 soldiers and 20 civilians have been killed in these attacks.
Jammu is under attack and militancy spreading across the region. Back-to-back attacks has not only surpassed security structure, it also indicates larger design. Besides a major security challenge, police say attacks are aimed at communalizing situation in a place which has composite population. In Srinagar, Nazir Hussain, 5 BBC.
And let me bring Nazir, who's joining us live. Nazir, 3 incidents in 3 days. It's certainly a huge challenge for security agencies.
Well, Maria, as we speak, one more encounter has started in a place called Gando in Baresa area, Badrwa, in Dora district itself. One policeman has been injured in this fresh encounter. So in 3 days, 4 encounters or 4 attacks. So it's all happening in Jammu province, which was free from militancy till few years back. But we see these back-to-back attacks, encounters across Jammu region. It's not only the Pir Panjal region, which is Chinab, which is Poonch and Rajouri. Then shadow of militancy spread to Riyasi, where we saw this horrible attack on pilgrims just because of their faith, who they were. That's why bus was targeted. It plunged into the gorge. 9 were killed, 33 were injured. Yesterday evening, there was people suspected that militants were in a village. in Hiranagar area of Kuthwa. They raised the alarm when militants came to ask for water. Police came, there was an encounter, two militants were killed, but you know, one BSF, you know, CRPF Jawan also lost his life. Among the recoveries which were made at the encounter site is M4 American rifle, which is the same similar weapon which that was used in Riyasi attack on the pilgrims, Vaishno Devi, Mata Vaishno Devi pilgrims. And hours after that encounter, you know, incident in Kuthwa, in Doda, there was an attack on army installation. Five army soldiers and one special police official were injured. Hopefully, they are all, you know, fortunately, they are all, you know, stable in the hospital. But militants managed to escape. So within 24 hours of that attack, there's another attack, you know, so encounter really... in the same district, Doda district. So what sources tell us, at least 2 to 3 militant groups, all foreigners, they're operating in Doda, which was completely free from militancy. So really very tense situation, and timing of these incidents is very, very crucial. It has happened after the successful parliament elections in Jammu and Kashmir. It has happened. It coincides with the swearing ceremony of Prime Minister Modi and his Council of Ministers. Exactly the same time the Riyasi incident happened. And now they hope that the elections will be held in Jammu and Kashmir Assembly elections as deadline set by the Supreme Court, which is the September. And also Amarnath Yatra is around the corner. And all this spike in these attacks, 4 encounters within 3 days, has surprised everybody, including security agencies. Nobody knows why it has all happened. Well, the intelligence agencies say that there was input. There are multiple groups and at least 2 to 3 groups in Doda district alone.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, Nazir, and giving us that perspective from the ground. Brahma Chelani, strategic affairs expert, joins us live. We also have Lieutenant General Syed Atta Hasnain, RP Singh, spokesperson of the BJP, and Imran Nabidar of the National Conference. Lieutenant General Hasnain, I'm going to begin with you. 3 incidents in 72 hours, 3 terror attacks in 72 hours, 9 civilians killed, 6 soldiers injured. That is the number that we are looking at. And all incidents happening in Jammu. So is Jammu somehow now emerging as the new terror hotbed?
Thank you, Maria. Thank you for inviting me for your program. There is no doubt. I was just listening to Nazir Masoodi. He's an old hand at this. He knows this game very well of what's happening in Jammu and Kashmir. To say that you are surprised, it surprises me. No one should be surprised. When you've just conducted a huge election, an electoral exercise, successfully demonstrated India's democracy, just going in at that time for the inauguration of the 3rd government of the NDA, the swearing-in ceremony of the Honorable Prime Minister. These are big-ticket events. Right, and everyone's eyes and attention was in India, internationally, internally, and from Pakistan. This is a typical terrorist activity which always happens. It happened, if you remember, 20 years ago, 24 years ago with Chitti Singhpura, when Bill Clinton was visiting India and addressing the Parliament of India on the 20th of March. Mm-hmm. On the 19th of March, 36 Sikhs were killed in Chitti Singhpura. Now, this is the kind of thing which happens with the terror. I'm not saying that it should happen we should allow it to happen. Obviously, you have to make sure that you counter these kind of things. But an event such as this can happen. This is not a one-off event. This is a series of 3 to 4, and the 4th incident, as just described, has also started. So obviously, this is an exercise to try and communicate a message saying Pakistan is still relevant. The terrorists still have an agenda. They have the Pakistani narrative. Continues to play its role here. They think that there is only a temporary setback for them. 5 years of near normalcy, for them, it is just a temporary reprieve that we have got, and that they can all bounce back into this game.
Okay,
that's
sir,
the message they are trying to convey to the world.
Yes. So on one hand, there are 3 terror attacks in a matter of 72 hours, and Riyasi happening even as Prime Minister Modi's new Council of Ministers was taking oath. But sir, then you had a series of tweets coming from Pakistan, from Nawaz Sharif and also his brother Shehbaz Sharif. And both
see,
talking
Maria,
peace.
See, Maria, we all know Pakistan. Pakistan is run by layers and layers. It's not run by a monolith. to say that Shehbaz Sharif has got total control over Pakistan, it would be a total fabrication. You have the ISI, you have the Pakistan Army, you have retired veterans within the Pakistan Army, you have the deep state, so to say, so many elements within the deep state, you have ideologues, you have a running counterinsurgency and insurgency which is already taking place there. So Pakistan is in a mess as it is. Who is in control and who is doing what, no one knows. So a tweet comes from the other side is immaterial, because from the same side also all the sponsorship is coming in and taking place here. The terrorist attacks which are taking place here. It's very clear that we have to get our act together. We have to ensure that as secure as Kashmir is today, we need to secure the Jammu region too.
Okay.
Obviously, there has been over a period of time, and there are factors which are responsible for this. The terrain is that kind of thing. The population is very different there. I mean, one can keep on analyzing and giving you the reasons for it. That's the long and short of it, is that we have to be proactive and we have to carry out operations to neutralize this.
Yes. So, Brahmachilani, there is a visible shift, because Kashmir has been properly safeguarded. So the terrorists have looked at a new terrain, which is Jammu now, and the timing. First, successful, in fact, record-breaking voter turnout in all the constituencies that went to polls, clear affirmation of democratic exercise and electoral exercise, and then the oath-taking of the Prime Minister. All this is, you know, certainly is making the neighborhood uncomfortable.
Well, the first lesson from terrorism is never rest on your oars, as terrorists will innovate to craft new means for attack. They will always look for new openings. And the second lesson is to prevent the attacks, you need to impose sustained costs on sponsors of terror. Something that we often tend to forget, we kind of turn terrorism into a police response or a response involving paramilitary forces and the army. We forget that to stop terrorism, you need to impose costs on those that are staging these attacks. Now, Pakistan has a history of coinciding terrorist attacks with major developments in India. So it's not a coincidence that the new Modi government's inauguration was greeted with a series of terrorist attacks, and which have occurred not in Kashmir Valley, but in Jammu. That, again, is intentional, is to drive home a message. Pakistan is unable to take on India directly, so it has weaponized terrorism. And now it is seeking to normalize terrorism at the beginning of Modi's third term. It's throwing a direct challenge at the new Modi government. Some time ago, Modi had said that there must be a cost imposed upon countries that support terrorism. The question is, how do you impose costs on Pakistan? Of course, the costs can be imposed covertly, they can be imposed overtly, but certainly what the Prime Minister said in the second term is so relevant, because if you don't impose costs on the sponsors of terrorism, you will continue to be on the defensive. You will continue to suffer major terrorist attacks. And here, it's innocent civilians who are getting killed. And the terrorists, some of them, for example, the attack in Kathua, the terrorists attacked a border village, and they appeared from eyewitness accounts to have just recently infiltrated from across the border. So it goes to show that first, infiltration is happening. Second, that Pakistan is pursuing a larger aim that needs to be nullified. And that Modi government's hands are full, because Modi, in fact, is leaving tonight for Italy to attend the G7 summit. And there are a number of challenges that his government faces already. And yet, his government cannot ignore this challenge that Pakistan has.
Yes, so there are new air terrains which are emerging, certainly, and Pakistan is sending a message here. And Imran Nabidar, here is your party patron talking about dialogue. I mean, in what way can the dialogue continue here?
Or initiate a dialogue? Why should India initiate a dialogue?
National Conference has always been a votary of dialogue. This is not the first time that Dr. Farooq Saab or Mr. Umar Abdullah has said this. This is our consistent stand and we still stand by it. We are not warmongers. We do not believe in war because we have suffered innumerably. Over 1 lakh Kashmiri and Jammu people have died in these last 30 years. So we will be the last one to ask for war. That is why our leadership has always advocated peaceful ways of addressing the conflict. Having said this, I think Lieutenant General Atta Hasnain Saab, what just said about this incident, I think he is an old hand and he knows he has handled Kashmir for a long time, I believe. And he would also know this, and he would also support my argument on this, that this area has been militancy-free. This, when I say this area, I say the entire belt in Jammu. And this is not a one-off incident. This has not happened on the day when Prime Minister Modi was taking the oath. There has been a number of such incidents happening in the same area.
Okay, so let Lieutenant General Atta Hasnain respond to this. And General Hasnain, correct me, because I'm looking at some data which actually says that since 2021, Jammu region, particularly Poonch and Rajouri districts, have witnessed some of the most major terror attacks. 39 soldiers and 20 civilians have been killed in these attacks. So isn't really a new terrain?
No, it's not a new terrain, Maria, at all. I'll tell you the reason why this shift has taken place. The shift is that there has been a tremendous focus of the security forces, the intelligence agencies, on the Kashmir region. And as a result, infiltration has, well, not dried up completely, but been controlled to a great extent. Recruitment has been controlled. Much of the networks which existed and supported terror in this area of Kashmir have all been neutralized. For example, the best example you look at is you don't have any hideouts available in villages and townships today. If you don't have hideouts, terrorists cannot stay in a particular place. They have to stay for 4-5 They used to stay for 2-3 days earlier. Now they stay for 6-7 days. So automatically the intelligence comes out and the neutralization is possible. So as a result of that, terror has shifted into the Pir Panjal belt, away from the urban areas, away from the villages, and come into the rocky lair, the jungle areas, and spreading towards the other side on the Poonch Rajouri side. The advantage in Poonch Rajouri side is that you can also infiltrate and reach into the Pir Panjal in a much quicker time frame. Unlike the Kashmir area where you start from Uri or Gurez and it takes you 100 kilometers to reach Srinagar. There are various reasons for all this. I mean, everyone who looks at it from a militancy angle knows it. So that is the reason why Pakistan, with its limited efforts, feels that it can make a greater difference in this area of Jammu, where the population also is divided. You know, 50% Hindu, 50% Muslim, you carry out an action, try and communalize the whole situation by trying to carry out an action against the Hindu population in Riyasi and some areas like that. So there are advantages which Pakistan has got, and we have to understand them, go back to the basics and start all over again, neutralizing these areas.
So RP Singh, you know, perhaps the new Kashmir is actually new Kashmir because the terrorists have moved to now the Jammu region because of the presence of security forces in Kashmir. It's a different...
Yes, please. You didn't allow me to complete my
one
point.
One moment, let RP Singh come in.
So
RP Singh, go ahead.
To complete my point.
RP Singh, go ahead.
Maria, I'll appreciate allowing him to complete his point. Otherwise, they will play a victim card. Please allow them.
Okay. Imran Dar, 30 seconds you have.
Yeah. So my point is that these are all decisions that the political class has to take. We should not. I'm not blaming the military. I'm not blaming the forces. But the blame has to rest somewhere. Somebody has to take the accountability. We are still a democracy, and we need to ask questions to those people who have been governing us for the last 10 years. BJP is at the center. BJP is ruling in Jammu and Kashmir. They said earlier that Article 370 is responsible for militancy. Now Article 370 has been gone for the last 5 years. So what are they? Who are they fooling? I mean, their whole narrative has come falling down, and they need to accept the realities. And they need to. Somebody has to be held accountable for this. What General Hasnain has said. I mean, these are decisions. That political decisions have been taken and country has been taken for a ride because militancy was associated with something which had nothing to do with militancy.
Okay, RP, will you please respond to this? He's talking about accountability. The buck stops with whom now?
The buck stops with BJP.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. You got your time and I'll appreciate you now here patiently and not intervening in between. Maria, let me call the bluff first. The gentleman said 1 lakh people had been killed in the last 30 years, 10 every day. But how do they spread lies on television channels and or other mediums by giving false figures? This is one. Secondly, who has to be held responsible?
It's not a false figure.
Sir, did I say, Maria, this happened?
Listen to him.
If we want to debate figures, then I am ready with my figures also. I can pull up all the references if you want.
Mr. Dad, let's be patient.
Why are we debating this?
Yes.
Maria, why are we debating this? I mean, the political aspect of it, why go into a wrangle at all like this?
Absolutely.
Let's look at the professional
Absolutely. Side of it. General Hasnain, because R.P. Singh hasn't got a time to speak.
I agree. Mr.
Yes.
R.P. Singh should get
He has been extremely courteous. Absolutely. So let's extend that courtesy to him. Yes, R.P. Absolutely. Singh, go ahead.
No. I'm more courteous toward Kashmiris because I have very dear friends in Kashmir and I've worked in Kashmir for almost 10 years, General Sahab, and I've dealt with Hezbollah people also during my tenure as a party worker in Kashmir.
That's great.
And I've hoisted national flag against all the wishes of Mr. Omar Abdullah at the Lal Chowk only. And I was thrashed like an animal and was jailed in Munshiram Bagh police station. By Mr. Abdullah's government and the order of Mr. Omar Abdullah. But that point aside, coming to the issue of the recent attacks, and then he says the buck stops at the present government in the last 10 years. And then he talks about 30 years of 1 lakh people being killed. And it was Farooq Abdullah who deserted, who ditched Kashmir and ran away from Kashmir to London, to the safe haven, and allowed whatever has happened. And the complete process of the fresh terrorism started with Mr. Farooq Abdullah going to London in 1987-89. Okay. So that's one point. But coming to the basic issue, even today he has not mended ways. Even today he's saying, let's talk to Pakistan. And not only that, be scared of Pakistan. Pakistan has an atomic bomb. How can we have a fight with Pakistan? And his brother is saying, where is the evidence that Pakistan is doing all this? Kamal Mustafa, if I rightly remember, he is saying, where is the evidence? Give us the evidence of that Pakistan is involved into this. My apologies, sir. My apologies.
Okay.
But the issue is that they are the overground supporters and workers of the terrorists.
I'm not saying that on record.
Hold on, sir. I never interrupted you.
We have not. How can you say my party is an overgrown?
Thank you so much for joining us. We also want to thank Brahma Chilani, Lieutenant General Atta Hasnain, and also Imran Nabidar.